no one knew. But Emil loved the witch Makara, and was ever eager to serve her. She saw him as no other witch ever had, and he loved her for it. One day the troops of an enemy came, soldiers of the powerful Queen Akasha of Egypt. She wanted the witches, she wanted their knowledge, their secrets. This wicked monarch destroyed the valley and the villages of Makara and Maharit, and brought the sisters by force to her own kingdom. Emil, the furious familiar spirit of the witch Makara, sought to punish the queen. When she lay dying, stabbed over and over by conspirators of her own court, this spirit Emil entered into her, fusing with her body and her blood, and giving her a new and terrifying vitality. This fusion caused a new entity to be born to the world, the vampire, the blood drinker. From the blood of this great vampire queen, Akasha, all the other vampires of the whole world were born over the millennia. A blood exchange was the means of procreation. To punish the twins who stood opposed to her and her new power, Akasha blinded Maharet and tore the tongue from Makara. But before they could be executed, the steward of the queen, Hymen, a newly made blood drinker himself, passed on to the twins the powerful blood. Hymen and the twins led a rebellion against Akasha, but they could not stop her cult of blood drinker gods. Eventually, the twins were captured and separated, sent out as castaways.